Mobile. 1-2 Tango Mobile.
This is not a full capacity in Des Moines, so you have maybe 30 people. You maybe have 3 or 4 people, some guys playing pool, not that many pool players. Sometimes we have one table, we're lucky we get 2 tables back there playing cards. And in the activity they have, there's really not that much, a lot of virals, you know, on TV. Much going on, so we just figure, you know, until they get back in the swing of things to change. But anyway, we supposed to have done elections this month, but I haven't heard Lisa mention anything about it.
Oh.
And then they want Shirley to prove that the Red Hatters are part of the Barnesville Senior Center.
What now? What?
Yeah, the Red Hatters. She had to prove that the Red Hatters are part of.
Somebody has an open box. Be careful, you're sitting on a mic. W2T.
The Phoenix came up with.
Oh my goodness. How did Shirley?
Luckily, Barbara had a letter or something.
Uh-huh.
I think it was like from 2009 or so, when the Red Hatters first won.
Never said so that kind of stuff, Rusty. This W4FH, okay?
Oh.
What'd you say, Gene? I had turned my radio down. What'd you say, W2T?
So now that we have Barbara able to come up with that letter saying Red Hatters.
Sounds like we got some Cajun talking on there. Anyway, W2T clear.
That's what.
So now they got the real shit. If Barbara had to come up with that Red Hatters would have been finished.
Oh, no.
Look at this came up with that. So now we're just waiting. We got one lady in the kitchen cooking, which is not too bad, but I mean, she devours up with the.
Sounds to me like a telephone conversation coming in over the repeater, Gene, Rusty.
So she's just saying, she's such a nice, smile lady. You know, she's about.
It's a story, Tom.
She just do everything. It's amazing what's going on. I change my days. I go to Monday. On Monday, I can go to water aerobics. I've been doing water aerobics. I do water aerobics on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's intentional, QRM. I think it's just something weird happening that's getting into our repeater here in Central QR.
Take us home. And on Friday, I go, if they...
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, if you look the guys playing music, if they're doing it on...
Oh, my goodness. It's so different. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a different song. Shirley's trying to fight. She's gotten, they're giving Lisa a hard time, you know. And
yeah, I wish before DJW was listening, he might have some idea what's going on, or Johnny or somebody.
Her recommendation says she's there with us, but at the end of the day, Lisa's not the one that's making the decision.
That's true.
Say again, and Gene, I didn't quite copy that.
Oh, yes, I remember.
It may stop after a while.
Yeah, I kind of think it will. You be safe out there, buddy. They got tornado warnings down around Pickens and Easley and all in that area. And, down in KI-4 DOS's area right now, they're showing on Channel 4, they're showing a warning down there. And I think that stuff's sort of headed up our ways.
Yeah, roger that. Tom, company, for
that. Well,
you have a good day. I'm going to shut this thing off, and I'll save 73s until I hear a little clearer signal out there in the Central TR.
Roger, W4FHJ out.
You got that little pup there that you're supposed to drop a doll in for the lunch?
That's right.
Nobody drops anything.
No. Oh, God.
I see you come in here, and you get, they haven't given cereal, but you got your, you still have your coffee and your tea and milk in the morning.
Okay.
Then you get a lunch.
Yeah.
And then you, I said, and you complained because it's not cooked the way you cook. It's not a restaurant. Yeah, and I said, if they give you a menu of what's going to be served each day, and when you look at that menu and you see that something you don't like, bring your lunch.
Yeah, right. That's what you do.
Yeah. That's the whole pandemic, you had food brought to your house every week.
Every week, yes. Yeah.
Do you know how many scenes would have been grateful to have that?
Oh, yeah.
Then we have boxes of food every month. Now they give you a box of food every month.
Oh my God. That's on the extra, isn't it? Is that the program?
That's coming through. I don't know if some organizations donate. They bring to you, they give you a paper to fill out, your ID. And this is the second one. It started in June.
They're not griping about that, are they?
They're not griping. They're complaining about, the meat is not cooked. Meat is too dark. Shirley came in one because they didn't have no over plate, so they had to use plates. They had plastic box and wrap stuff to use. Why we got these little cheap pork? What? I said, Shirley, are you for real?
That's always, it just got worse, hasn't it?
And it's getting worse, but I'm just saying, but they're trying. They're trying to get started, please. I'm not the person that y'all want for president or vice president, but right now I can't agree with the things y'all complain about.
There you go. And you finally decided you couldn't do it before.
Whatever the psychologist, I'll leave that alone with them. They get to whoever they get there,
Yeah.
Because my thing is that the only thing that I can see they're trying to do, and they get money. I said, but you got to realize that we have a whole new political thing going on.
Yeah.
Seniors are probably that's on the bottom of their list.
Oh, dear. What about the Brown Building? What about that group there?
Well, I haven't heard nothing. I think that Brown Building closed.
Closed completely?
I don't know. They haven't opened up. I don't think they opened that back up. No, they haven't opened back up.
Well, I didn't get anything from them all last year. I didn't get one single thing from them after the first meeting that I went to.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's closed. I haven't heard nothing about the Brown School no more. I think that's closed. That black even a couple of the remember the new attic they had built, one in Centerville and one in
wasn't it gonna be over at Buford somewhere?
No, they just the attic, the one where they didn't have something for the attic.
Over in Tequila?
Barbara and Helen and careful in Delta and the fuel when it drives in.
Uh-huh.
But it's not that many people. If some kind of bus might bring maybe 20 people.
Okay.
Maybe 8 to 10 people that was on the van.
Uh-huh.
That means then you might have maybe 10 people when I was driving in.
Yeah.
But you know, like you use the lunch time, you have people that just come in for the lunch, don't let them drive.
And then they leave. Well, but then they're closing down at 2:00, you said.
No, well, the van takes people home, but they can stay there till 5:00.
Oh, okay. So the building is open. Okay.
Like I said.
Yeah.
And the passenger that's in the car room, we only have maybe one table for us. And we're lucky that we have two tables for us.
Oh, wow.
But they try to, Barbara tried to keep me when she's there, because she's still a couple of Tuesdays.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying to, they try to get me to come into that job.
Yeah.
But so far, I drive you home. I said, Barbara, it's not that serious. I tell them that, come on home.
Yeah, well, Brad
and Margie, I understand they bought into the mansion.
Frank and Margie, you know, that guy that used to say whoop all the time.
Yeah.
They bought the mansion. That
20 by the Cool Ray Field or whatever.
Yeah, right. Over there by Cool Ray Field off of 20.
You know that house over there they just built?
Yeah.
They're keeping their house. Just trying to find out if Margie could cope to the mansion.
Guys, you can see, just when we just passed by that something. They got that they can actually see the ball game from the house. That's their window.
Oh, awesome.
They can't see the ball rate from the highway because that all that is deposit.
Yeah, all apartments there now.
Right. Wow.
Across the street from that, they built up a whole shopping mall across the street.
Well, that's right. That room to go, yeah, that room to
golf
go.
Driving range,
that's a whole big shopping strip, the hotel.
Golf driving range, the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so compacted down there. Is he working then, or?
Well, yeah, he's working. Look, I told Larry, the man that pulled that car one down for you to get another job.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway,
got his money in the room.
That came for the car wash. He must, I think he managed one of these.
K2, RCU, monitoring.
So that's good. I'm glad he got something then. Half of everything was closing down anyway. So
yeah, right.
He's one of the lucky ones. Wow.
Building up over there where the on the Lucas on Old Fountain Road, Hurricane Shaw.
Yeah.
They were complete all seniors, all 55 and over senior building over there.
Oh. Wow.
Almost completed, right across the street from the Lucas.
Well, then maybe that's the way the county is thinking. Why do we need to set up a senior services if we've got all these people coming in building apartments?
Frank and Margie, they are just looking for a while.
Trying to sell our house. They bought in for 3 months, Doug says. And then, but Ed and Ed Walton, you know,
yeah.
You know him, and Tom and his
right.
And his wife, they both bought for complete. Oh, Tom and his wife, they had a beautiful, beautiful home, and And somebody came from California and took a look at their house. I don't know where she found out that they had something for sale, but anyway, she wanted all the furniture, too. So all they had to do was pack up their personal crap and move it someplace else. I thought that was sick.
What are they selling those places for?
Those are, the buy-ins are, like depends on how many, yeah, it depends on how many bedrooms you want. And so it starts off around just under 4,000 for one bedroom, and then you have to go on up from there. Plus, you got to count in they have HOA fees. Oh, $10,000 just to take a look at your paperwork. Yeah.
And then you got
besides that, there's a you have to buy your food. You have to buy the food that they, and that's extra.
It's included.
I said it wrong.
Repeater, sign out, exit. Repeater, sign out, clear.
Well, it was about that, what Ed was paying for a ground floor with one bedroom. So anyway, but Gay looked into it, and she said that she wasn't going to do it because you're paying that much money for the month, and then you have to they don't give you any discount if you cook your own food. In other words, you have to go and eat with them three meals. And I said something to Tom about it, and he says, yeah, but it's better that they do it that way. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, they're in it for what the seniors are getting.
K2 RCL.
Sure. But of course, Tom is a bookkeeper, so he's looking at it mathematically. But anyway, they kind of like it because there's no yard work and everything. But Sonia, Tom's wife, Sonia, he said that she was not feeling too good about it yet. She's not gotten herself into it yet. And I said, well, she misses her house.
Yeah, see, that's what happens when you're used to having a house. It's just that it's a privacy.
That's right.
Even though you got your own apartment, but you have the privacy of having that space around.
Sure, I mean, she had to give up some of her pieces.
Yeah, that she was really proud of.
Doug and I went up there. There's some things that she wanted to shop, and I said, well, I'm only going to be over there for a month now, but she said, give it a try anyway. So I did, and of course I sold nothing, but at least I saw their place, and it's beautiful, completely finished basement, and it was wonderful. The only thing that I did not care for was the steep hill going up to it.
And that's
over there
by this
ball field? No. The mansions, we haven't gone in yet. Because of COVID, they weren't letting anybody in unless they were residents. That was it.
Oh, okay.
Have you
seen the
finished equipment
over there by the courthouse downtown
Boston? Oh, my goodness. The last time we went, didn't I send you pictures? I think it was July 4th. I took pictures. I was going to send them to you.
Yeah, we had the fireworks symbol,
Yeah. And that place is so packed. And the last time, let's see, when did we move out? We moved out the 1st of August, the last of July. We picked up the last of our storage and moved. We went down to Lawrenceville and drove around a little bit. Oh, my God. Our place.
They're still building houses in them.
Oh,
they're still trying to
save
their house.
Can you believe that? And some of them are standalone houses, too. I thought, oh, my God. You can't walk
around that.
You know that little street?
When you're coming out of the center,
Howard? Is it Howard? No, but I know what it is. I know what it is.
Back up in there, it'll feel like about 34 houses, brand new houses back up in there.
Oh, wow. Who's doing all this, Carolyn?
I'm telling you what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
What do I want then? I look back there and look. I think I at least have four houses, but it's not more. They're back up in there.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, over there where we live, then they had, there was a lot of land there that was just wood. You know, that's all it was. And then some people moved in and set up some of these wholesale landscaper places where the people went in, you know, the guys that do all the mowing of the lawns and everything around, and they were buying over there. Well, suddenly, around that, they had huge greenhouses over there. And then...
Repeater time out, exit. Repeater time out, clear.
They might. Now, it's really funny.
That's probably by far why. Through the divide. But through the primary, but they're being selling for more than they got business out from you.
That's a big maybe so, because he's in construction anyway. He's working over down there at Jimmy Carter there. The way she was telling me about it, it sounds like it was right there between 85 and going on over to you know, that place that has the Berkeley Lake. Going on over there, it sounded like they were building some industrial things over there, and that's what he was doing.
Yeah, and that's what happened. Let's take Hurricane Shore, not go to see my fear, let's take Hurricane Shore. Big Street.
Okay.
All that sand he had on Hurricane Shore, now they done built at least three inspectors over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh yeah, they're filling up. So, yeah, that's the guy at the car wash
told Larry,
the future is, going to be a whole lot of refilling on Buford Drive.
Oh, wow. Well,
look at all. Those are a lot of places that'll be buying. So, he just jumped on the bandwagon.
Over there where the car places used to be over there, yeah.
Yeah, they done built a whole new highway. When you come off of 20.
Yeah.
And not 20, but Buford Highway. When you come off of, not Buford, Buford and Hurricane Shaw back behind, that's a whole wide, the streets up. And
wow.
When you're going down off of, going down like Collin Hill,
Yeah. Across
Lawrenceville,
Yeah. Downtown,
that's where I got to go. I don't know what they stuff right back there, because they opened up that highway and built a whole new double wide highway going through.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they doing a whole lot of construction. Yeah, there's a lot here.
Oh, my goodness.
They're buying up. They're building on. They're going to start to build it on me. I'm buying up. Yeah. But they always said that they were going to close a Walmart. They told. They always said that before I left the apartment. Yeah, yeah, I remember. I think that's what I think that's the worst. Now, have you heard anything about Kaiser and the VA there on Phillip Boulevard?
You know, they were behind. They're behind the Walmart. There are two clinics over there. One is a Kaiser clinic, and the other is a VA clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're pretty compacted too. They've got a couple of other clinics that are dispersed and stuff like that over there. But I was thinking, you know, that once the Walmart goes, then they might want to build just right over towards, what is
you
that
know,
next
I'm
place?
Thinking,
I'm thinking that in that area, that when they first said that was going to happen, they gave the impression that the cops taking over that.
Yeah,
I heard the cars were going.
Well, that's okay, but that's kind of far away from the college, isn't it?
Well, look at them. They took over,
Oh, they took over that, that Magnolia place, didn't they?
It's all vacant over there.
Kind of close to the airport there.
Going the other way?
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. That's kind of close to the other high school. Is that Cullen Hill High School? That is like it. You know, Emily used to live over there.
The last stop is in the college.
But that means more apartments right through there.
Oh, yeah, they're going to build up in the day. They're saying Georgia's going to really, it's going to a whole lot of plans are being made.
Well, I guess any way you can make money. You guys can do anything you want, Dad. They're doing almost the same thing over here in Greenville. In certain places, they already have it built up with a lot more stuff. But anyway, look at that, what they're doing. It's downtown Greenville. They're taking down all these walls.
Repeater time out exit. Repeater time out clear.
Who's going to take care of me? And I thought Carol would surely be moving to Houston.
she told me, Mommy, I done checked the buildings. They have senior places. She done checked out the thinking. I will never say never, but right now I can see me living in Houston. Houston is for people that are still growing up.
Okay. Not for the 55, huh?
Not senior, though. I don't see
Yeah.
And
Well, they're still, yeah, they're still doing a lot of work. Houston, I heard, was getting a lot more technology people over there, too, now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're building
yeah,
up there.
RCL monitoring.